Hi, Donald. Hi, Colin.
We're going to Israel.
We're going to Israel again, a third time, 16th to the 26th of October this time.
Why would anyone want to go to Israel?
Why would anyone want to go to Israel? Well, naturally, if anybody has been reading their Bible and reading about the places from Jerusalem to Galilee, you'll want to go and see these places. You'll want to go and see the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden Tomb, two favourite places with people. Most people want to go to Bethlehem. This time we're going to Amman in Jordan, first of all, flying into Amman. And on the first day we'll be going to the top of Mount Nebo, where Moses saw into the Promised Land. Just a fantastic sight. The next day we cross the border into Israel. We go up to Caesarea Philippi, spend the night there, and then to the Galilee the next day, go to Beatitudes, sail the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Nazareth village. Then we'll go down to Jerusalem later on in the tour, visit many places there, including Yad Vashem, something not to be missed.
That's the Holocaust Museum.
That's the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. Everybody who goes there is totally moved by what they see. Then we go down to Masada, head on down south, and we visit the full-size tabernacle in the desert. Another fantastic site. That's at Timna, not too far north of Eilat. We cross over the border, we spend a day in Petra, and we then go back to Amman as well. But in between, it's a very full tour.
Busy time.
A busy time. But we'll have relaxing times as well.
Yeah.
And we'll be having visitors who live in the land, people who are natural born Israelis, coming to speak to us at different points. And we hope to have a Jewish guide, a Messianic guide that we had last time. Deborah was just absolutely superb. She loves the Lord. She gave her testimony on the first day. It was marvelous being guided by her. When we go around the tour, we'll read scripture at every site. We'll read the relevant scripture at every site. And in a sense, you don't have to preach. You're there, you're reading the stories from the Gospels, from the Old Testament as well. When you're up on the top of Mount Carmel, you read the story of Elijah or Megiddo, looking towards the end of the world, Armageddon. So you read the relevant stories in the relevant places. It certainly gives you a new perspective, because you cannot read the Bible again in the same light after you've been there. For many people, a visit to Israel is a very emotional experience. In the Garden of Gethsemane, in St. Peter's Galcantu, where Caiaphas' house, where Jesus was held for the night in the cisterns, in the Garden Tomb, in the Galilee, different place in the Galilee. Yes, it's an absolutely spiritual, moving, emotional experience for many people. They never forget it.
What's going on in the land at that time? What's the weather like? Is it a good time to go?
It's a very good time to go. October, it's a very good time, because the weather at that time is like a very, very good summer here. Temperature will be probably the high 20s most of the time. There'll be, in Jerusalem it's a little bit colder because it's higher up. Down in the desert and across in Jordan, it'll be hotter. It might be 32, 33 degrees, but bearable for white-skinned people like ourselves.
Okay, and what about the accommodation?
Accommodation would be generally 4 to 5 star hotels. Also kibbutz, which will be under a 4 star class. It's a kibbutz hotel. So it's a variety of accommodations. I think probably one of the best places I've been to is the Geneva Hotel in Jordan. That's in Amman in Jordan. Superb place. When we go down to Petra for the second last night, it's a very unusual place we're going to be staying in, because it's like an old village, and each house is a hotel room. each old house had a hotel room, a hotel suite, and very unusual but very attractive. And Jerusalem will be in one of the larger hotels, usually used at Grand Court, which is quite near the Garden Tomb, quite near the Damascus Gate, quite near the city.
Now, the trip itself, how long does it last?
The trip itself were 10 nights out there, 11 days.
And you're flying into Amman?
Flying from Aberdeen to Heathrow, and Heathrow to Amman in Jordan, and back the same way.
So, what would you say to someone who's never been and who may be thinking of coming along with you?
If you've never been and you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you love His Word, the Bible, and you come along on one of the trips to the Holy Land, you will find it's a life-changing experience as you walk where Jesus walked. Often people say that you'll run where Jesus walked. The tours are fast moving, but you need to move along to see all the different places. And we pack quite a lot into each tour just to give people a fuller experience. You'll be tired coming back, but looking back on it, you've been on a trip of a lifetime.